A.J. Jacobs is eating his way through the Encyclopedia Britannica, reading every volume in a quest to become the world's smartest human. He has just finished the letter R and joins us once again from New York. Hi, A.J.
Hello, Linda.
So, speaking of eating, there's a tasty dish in the R's that you've discovered, rock tripe.
This was an unsung hero of the American Revolution. We should all give it its due. This is it's a type of lichen, which, as you know, is a fungus and algae combination. And this was eaten by George Washington's starving troops at Valley Forge. So without rock tripe, you know, we might not have a United States. Delicious.
Good Lord. And the razor has an interesting pedigree.
Yes, the prehistoric razors were made of clam shells or shark's teeth, and still the best by my money. And then the Egyptians made them of solid gold. The first safety razor was made by Gillette. His full name was King Camp Gillette, which I thought was odd. And he made a lot of money, of course, and was a utopian socialist. So he put all his money into publishing socialist books. I'm not sure the CEO of Gillette does that now, but I don't want to swear to it.
I want to go back to this business of clamshell razors. I mean, I don't think of early humans as necessarily being clean-shaven.
Yes, they definitely, and they found an early human remain that had a haircut as well. I read about the first haircut.
Now, it's dangerous how much you know, how many funny, weird facts you know. Rasputin, remind us how old Rasputin finally died.
This was, of course, the Russian mystic. They tried to assassinate him. First, they poisoned him with wine and tea cakes. That didn't take. So then they shot him. That didn't work. He ran out. They shot him again. That didn't work. So finally, they tied him up and threw him in an icy river, which I think did him in.
So, I don't know why I'm laughing. for all of the Rasputin fans, I do apologize. Now, AJ, S comes next, right?
Yes.
And isn't that the biggest collection of words in the whole encyclopedia, the S volume?
Yes. I'm very nervous. I just went through Q, which was like a walk in the park. It was a delight. And R was, you know, a little difficult. But S, I'm very nervous. It's like Heartbreak Hill in the marathon.
Well, good luck to you, AJ.
Thank you, Linda.
Speaking with us from New York, Esquire Magazine senior editor A.J. Jacobs. His book, if he gets through the S's, will be called The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World.